This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Accidents like the Tesoro explosion happen once every 3 days at American refineries. Journalist Dave Failing has covered some of those accidents. He's energy and environment reporter for State Impact Texas, an NPR reporting project. Dave told Ross Reynolds whether or not the accidents are criminally prosecuted often comes down to the individuals who are involved.
What seems to be the defining factor is often just how directly responsible a particular person is for the injury or death of workers. Most of the time, it's not in the case of where you've got someone indicted for murder. It's usually for a violation of either OSHA laws or environmental laws.
Now, the Tesoro company up here is looking at less than $100,000 in penalties for an explosion that killed 7 people. And you just referred to an incident that killed 15, tens of millions of dollars in fines in that. Why are sometimes the fines much larger and sometimes so much smaller?
I think that it's a rather extreme case, the BP explosion where you had 15 deaths, dozens of people injured. Just the environmental fine that the state of Texas settled for was some, I think, $50 million, if I remember correctly. You had people that were killed that were engineering-type people, so it wasn't just, not just workers, but those sort of factors do play into how companies then agree to settle cases or not and fines that they agree to pay or not. Generally, in most of these cases, when you look, though, at the actual fines as opposed to civil lawsuits and things of that nature, the fines are really minuscule. They really don't amount to very much at all, given the nature of some of these businesses making hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars. I think people in the industry will tell you, and the regulatory side of it, they say that that's one of the problems. The fines aren't significant enough. And some of these cases where you've had, in some cases, huge fines, nonetheless, and civil penalties, you'll still have a company that some years later has another accident. With more people getting killed. And that's why I think critics of the industry say that there's clearly a problem there, that these sorts of efforts are not enough to make a change in corporate behavior.
OSHA, the Federal Workplace Monitor, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, says they want a bigger hammer, more people to help do the inspections. But do they need stronger laws with stronger penalties?
Absolutely. And I think, too, that's the one thing you have to remember about most of these cases, that these refineries and chemical plants, they're certainly not designed to blow up. It's just the opposite. And when things do go wrong, there's almost always a specific reason that it happened. And in so many of these cases, you'll see evidence that there were cuts in budgets for the plant. The managers had to figure out ways to reduce expenses. And often then, safety sometimes, therefore, is like everything else. They had to make cuts, and it's cost-benefit. And if they say to themselves, well, we can take the chance of getting fined, even maybe having an accident, in the end, profit-wise, it's better to do it that way because the fines aren't significant enough to make it a bad deal.
Finally, Dave, we've talked about a lot of things that could be done. What, in your view, would really do the most good to prevent these serious accidents at oil refineries?
I think you have to get back to the root cause of so many of these things. And you talk about inspections and oversight, as much as the industry hates that. But when you hear about how these accidents happen and the profit motives, it does take somebody independent to come in and with somewhat of a hammer to say, you've got to do it this way. And the problem you have, at least in the state of Texas, there's been cases where there have been a lot of criticism of state inspectors that then are hired by big industry for these plants to become their safety personnel that then in turn deal with the state inspectors that they used to work with, the revolving door issue. And all those sorts of things add up. And in some of these cases where you've had enormous loss of life and property, pollution, those things have been brought up as factors. You can't always say there's any one thing maybe that caused it, but it seems like you have to have strict regulation, oversight, and there has to be penalties that if things aren't done right, you're going to pay a price that's going to make it not profitable to do it the wrong way.
Dave Failing of Houston Public Media, he spoke to Ross Reynolds. We have an interactive timeline of the events around the Tesoro explosion in Anacortes and 911 recordings from that night at our website, KUOW.org. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.